est sur location.
De quoi le sortir?
Location. Location.
Welcome to the summer 2021 broadcast of Echolocation. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lo Judas, and on this show, we're going to get back to basics and listen to some music and sound art inspired by echolocation. Right now, we're listening to a track entitled Flood Tide, which is from the 2020 album Echolocation by Yasmin Hearn and Slow Danger. Yasmin Hearn is a performer, director, choreographer, organizer, and teaching artist who spends their time as vessel and storyteller using dance and sound as materials to make, teach, and perform around the world. And Taylor Knight and Anna Thompson are the co-founding artistic directors of Slow Danger, a multidisciplinary performance entity based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. As multidisciplinary artists, Slow Danger fuses sound and movement through improvised, contemporary, and postmodern dance. And I'll link to the video that accompanies this release on the Echolocation Facebook page. Thank you.
pictures of the picket fence. Then you see it and you want it. Your back was flat till the films rolled past. Then you see it and you want it.
You're listening to Echolocation, and we just listened to the piece Flood Tide off of the album Echolocation by artists Yasmin Hearn and Slow Danger. And it was followed by the track Want It off of the 2018 album entitled Echolocation by Toronto-based artist Echlo. And the liner notes from the album read, "The harder the surface, the greater the echo's reflection. The delay is proportional to the distance between surface area and the listener. Only the strongest elements endure. This repetition after direct sound serves as a lucid metaphor for the strife that prompts one to bounce back and move forward, a testament to the importance of perseverance and following your own voice to keep core values, messages, and beliefs intact. Repetition is command."
Thank you.
You're listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio for Greene and Columbia Counties and online at wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lo Judas, and we just listened to the piece Deer Kill Deer from musician Andrew Bird's 2017 release Echolocation River, which was recorded as he waded in the Los Angeles River, playing his violin underneath the Hyperion Bridge in LA's Atwater Village neighborhood. He plays with the resonances of the bridge and with the river as accompaniment. A video of Bird's performance accompanied the release of this album. We'll listen to another track from Echolocation. This one's entitled The Green Heron.
Thank you.
You're listening to Echolocation, and we just heard two tracks from Andrew Bird's 2017 release, Echolocation. We heard the song Deer Killdeer and The Green Heron. And we're going to now listen to a piece that is inspired by animal echolocation. We're going to listen to an excerpt of this 40-minute piece that is entitled Out of Range. It's the 2014 work from sound artist Jana Winderen, who describes the piece as an audio work based on ultrasound and echolocation used by bats, dolphins, and other creatures who operate beyond the range of human hearing, seeing with sound, or perhaps hearing objects. And she continues, all sound is invisible. Ultrasound is inaudible. Of course, many species have a greater range of hearing than us humans, and also more specific and specialized with complex combinations of the different senses. Creatures on both land and underwater produce or perceive very high sound frequencies. Some species of insects, birds, fish, and mammals can emit and hear ultrasound used for communications, hunting, and orientation. These creatures operate on a different level of perception to us in an inaudible range above 20 kilohertz. Many animals use the acoustic properties of a space. A bat, for example, can use the echo from the tower block wall to amplify their calls for mates in the autumn. A toadfish uses the shape of a cave to amplify their calls to protect their habitat. Whales use the different acoustic properties at different depths in the ocean and at different pressure levels to send their long-distance calls. An astonishing fact about moths is that they have a reflex action with their wings to shut down when they hear the bat echolocation calls. That we reckon that this is so astonishing says something about us. The mix for this piece is based on ultrasound, hydrophone recordings, below the water, and also of echolocation sound within the audible range. The recordings were made in various locations in Central Park and East River in New York, USA, a forest outside of Kaliningrad in Russia, Regent's Park in London, UK, and at various locations in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. The ultrasound is time-stretched to bring it into a frequency range audible for human beings.
cell phones, no inhibitions, victims, tales from the riverside, vulnerable boys from the West End, blood to air, Radio Leicester, in Western Park Gazette, shagability 200%, introducing echolocation, old bogeys, too stiff for Pilates.
You're listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia Counties and at wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lowe Judas, and we've been listening to an excerpt from a 40-minute piece that is entitled Out of Range by sound artist Jana Winderen. And that piece is based on ultrasound and echolocation used by bats, dolphins, and other creatures. And it was followed by a song called Tales from the Riverside by a band called Echolocation off of their 2012 album Regeneration. And we're going to listen now to another track from Toronto-based musician Eklo's 2018 release, Echolocation, and this song is called Got Me Drinkin'.
What you want to fight? A little lust, a sweet affair, one night stand, me in my underwear, or more. Boy, you got me drinking, overwhelmed and thinking. Tell me what you want.
Thanks for listening to this broadcast of Echolocation. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lowe Judas, and you can find out more about the music and sound art on this show by visiting the Echolocation page on Facebook, which is at facebook.com/echolocationwgxc. And we're going to close out this show with another song from the band Echolocation. And the song is called Fish Music.